Countdown for blast off. X minus 5, 4, 3, 2, X minus 1, fire.
Welcome to Radio Sci-Fi, your podcast for science fiction old-time radio. You're cleared for takeoff. Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale with a brief reminder. Mystery Play Internet Radio is listener-supported, so I encourage your monetary support with a donation today. Please visit www.mpir-otr.com and click on the donations page. A one-time donation of any amount will be greatly appreciated. Again, that's www.mpir-otr.com. And thank you for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.
Pilot reporting as ordered, sir.
At ease, pilot. You know, of course, that we need this mission desperately, don't you, Pilot Beard?
Yes, sir, I do.
One of your crew must get through and set up a displacer near an atomic power source.
We'll get it done, sir.
In strictest confidence, pilot, there's considerable unrest on Glom. This expedition may be our only hope.
What do you mean, sir?
Well, take the Miner Cast, for instance. They're on strike. They want a new digging shape.
A new shape? But why?
They claim the old one is inefficient.
Ridiculous. If you don't mind my saying so, sir.
I don't mind. And we've uncovered a new cult of shapelessness. Almost 8,000 Glom have already been taken into custody, and there's no telling how many more are still out there.
Shocking. Truly shocking.
Yes, it is. Tell me, pilot, do you enjoy flying?
Of course I do. Flying is my entire life.
Not all Glom feel that way about their shape. I don't understand it. All my ancestors have been invasion chiefs back to the beginning. So, of course, I want to be an invasion chief, too. It's only natural, as well as lawful. But the lower castes don't feel that way. I'm telling you all of this for a reason, Pilot Pid. Our psychologists are saying that all the unrest is caused by our planet's overpopulation. They believe if we could expand onto another planet, it would cure everything. And another planet has been found that would be perfect. But there's a slight complication.
What's that, sir?
Your mission will be our 20th try to invade this planet. All the other missions have mysteriously disappeared.
What?
It's going to be up to you to avoid whatever happened to them and to set the groundwork for our invasion.
I promise, sir. I'll get us through.
Yes. We've assigned you a crew. But you're going to have to watch them, I'm afraid. They're loyal, no doubt, but low caste and, well, you know how the lower caste can be.
Yes, sir. I do.
Gurr, your navigator, is suspected of harboring alterationist tendencies. He was once fined for assuming a quasi-hunter shape. And Ilg, your communications expert, well, he's never had any charge brought against him, but I hear he remains suspiciously immobile for long periods of time. It's possible that he fancies himself a thinker.
But, sir, if they're even slightly tainted with alterationist tendencies, why send them?
Gurr and Ilg have certain qualities of resourcefulness and imagination that could be used on this expedition.
Yes, sir. I see, sir.
Well, at any rate, you'll need to keep a close eye on them.
Yes, sir.
And good luck, pilot. I'm sure you need it.
The overcrowded planet inhabited by the shape-changing beings called Glum is in dire need of expanding onto a new world. But to mount an invading space fleet takes power, atomic power. And, unfortunately for the Glum, their home planet has pitifully little radioactive material. But what they do have is ingenuity. The Glum scientists have developed the Displacer, a device that is capable of moving mass instantaneously between any two linked points. One terminal of the Displacer can be set up at Glum's Sol atomic energy plant. But the other terminal must be placed next to an atomic plant on the target world. Then, the device can be activated, and the Glum invasion forces can step through from planet to planet in a great, overwhelming wave. The target has been chosen. It is a small blue planet known as Earth. Sci-Fi Radio presents its adaptation of Robert Sheckley's short story, Shape.
There it is. Third from its sun. The only planet in the system capable of sustaining life. And it just sits there swimming peacefully through its gauze of clouds. It looks so blue and green and innocent. And yet some secret menace on this planet has claimed the lives of every expedition sent from Glom. There have been 19 before us, and they've all vanished. Without a trace.
Sir.
Sir. Oh, sorry, Ild. What is it?
I've sent the message back to Glom that phase one of the operation is imminent.
Good. Activate atomic power plant detectors. Prepare to enter the atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
Gar, stop that. This is no time for shape changing. Stop it right now.
Sorry, sir.
Look out there at that planet. It's a dangerous place. But it's our duty to get in there and set up the Displacer. A lot of hopes are riding on us.
Yes, sir.
We understand, sir.
Granted, we're a long way from home. However, distance is no excuse for promiscuous shape-changing. I know that the use of exotic shapes will undoubtedly be called for on this mission. And for that, we have a special dispensation. But remember, any shape not assumed strictly in the line of duty is a device of the shapeless one. Am I understood?
Yes, sir.
Ill?
What's that, sir?
Am I understood?
Oh, certainly, sir.
Good. Then let's get to work. Gurr, feed the necessary data into the camouflage unit.
The ship now looks like one of these clouds.
This will be tricky. I must assume optimum pilot shape. My body is now a mere extension of my controls. I must concentrate. Direct all my attention toward matching the velocities of these high-flying clouds. I must stay among them and try to become a part of them.
It's right down there near those woods.
Good. Feed in the course coordinates, Gurr.
Done, sir.
Any sign we might have been spotted?
No, sir. Normal sound and visual activity.
We'll land in those woods as soon as it's dark. All right, everyone out. On the double.
The ship is melting. But why, sir? Why?
It's part of the plan. There can be no obvious evidence of our presence here. Nothing to give us away while we get into the atomic power plant.
But if the plan fails, how do we get back?
The plan will not fail.
But...
do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
What now, sir?
In the morning, we get into that plant. Set up the displacer and activate it.
Sir?
Yes?
What happened to the other 19 expeditions that were sent here?
I don't know, Ilg. And I pray to the eternally shaped one that we don't find out. I think that's called a rabbit.
I sure am hungry.
Kerr, what are you doing? That's a hunter shape. Kerr, stop that. Stop it right now. Explain yourself, crewman.
I was hungry.
You were not?
Was too.
I'll have no more of that kind of thing. Remember, Gurr, the lure of exotic shapes, and in your particular case, a hunter shape, is expressly forbidden.
I would have caught him, too, if I'd remembered to grow some teeth.
According to plan, it's official shape-changing time. Gurr, you be a rock. Ilg, you try the tree shape, and I'll be a shrub.
What now, sir?
You see the gate to the power plant over there, through the trees?
Yes, sir.
We have to get through it.
How do we do that?
I'm not sure.
Listen, I hear something. See, there it goes right to the gate.
It's one of the things they call man, the creature that rules this planet.
I've got an idea. I'll disguise myself as one of them, then just walk right to the gates, into the building, to the reactor room, and activate the displacer.
But you can't speak the language.
No problem. I just won't speak at all. I'll ignore them. Here, take a look at this.
Not too bad. But I'm afraid it won't work.
Why not? It's perfectly logical.
I know that. Therefore, it stands to reason that the other expeditions must have tried it, too. But none of them came back.
What can we do, then?
Let me think.
What's that thing?
One of their pets. I think it's called a dog. Look, it's rolling on its side, and the man at the gate is stroking it.
I can be one of them.
No, wait.
Why?
We need to think this over a while. This is too important to rush into. Let's move back deeper into the woods. Ilg. Ilg.
Oh. What? Oh, sorry, sir. What were you saying?
I ordered you to move back into the woods, and you're just standing there. You weren't by any chance thinking, were you?
Oh, no, sir. Just resting a bit. Didn't get much sleep last night.
Well, all right, then, if you say so. Let's get a move on.
Thank you.
So what are the alternatives?
I'd say a man or a dog. They seem to be the only way to get past the gate.
The man shape is too risky, particularly since we don't know the language. It'll have to be the dog shape.
I volunteer, sir.
I think Gurr would be the best for the job, sir.
All right. We'll do it first thing in the morning. Now let's get some sleep. Sleep. Everything looks too easy. Something must be wrong. Why isn't the atomic installation better guarded? Certainly the creatures on this planet should have learned something from our previous expeditions. If they took any of them alive. You just can't tell what an alien will do. I'm really bushed. I need some sleep. Holy shaped one, I've gone shapeless. I can't fall victim to the temptations of the shapeless one. That would be disastrous. I must resume my pilot shape at once. A pilot shape isn't made for sleeping on a damp, bumpy ground. But no one ever said duty had anything to do with comfort. Time to get up, Gurr. Time to get this over with.
Yes, sir.
Come on, Ilg. Wake up. Ilg, where are you? Gurr, where's Ilg?
I don't know, sir.
Help me look for him. He must be around here somewhere.
Perhaps he decided to go through the gate on his own.
Not very likely. He's never shown much initiative before. Mostly he's just content to do as told.
Oh. You don't think he's dead, do you? Or captured?
I don't know. But I do know we can't wait any longer. There are just two of us left to activate the displacer. Let's get a move on. There's the gate, just between the trees. All right, Gurr, you can now assume the dog shape.
How's this?
A little less tail, I think. More ears. Now, even them up a bit. Yes, that's better. And get rid of that.
Well, how do I look?
Perfect. And I'll just tie this displacer unit around your neck, like so. Now, there. You're ready to move in. Good luck, Gurr.
Thank you, sir. I expect I'll need it. Here, boy. Come here.
Oh, no. Another dog. I hope it won't compromise Gurr's mission. Good. Gurr's following the other dog through the gate. He's made it. He'll have that displacer in place in no time. Is captured or dead or worst of all, on a wall. And now it's been hours and there's not a sign of Gurr. Well, I guess the fate of this mission depends on me alone. The dog shape didn't work. My only chance is to try to pass as a man.
Hello there, pilot.
Gurr, what happened? What took you so long? What? You've still got the displacer unit. Why didn't you place it in the main reactor room?
I never tried to find it.
What? But why?
I went hunting. This form is ideal for that, you know? So I went out to the rear gate with the other dog and just went hunting. It was glorious.
The mission. Your duty. How could you?
I changed my mind. You know, pilot, I never wanted to be a navigator.
But you were born one.
Well, yes, that's true. But that means nothing. Don't you understand, pilot? I've always wanted to be a hunter.
But you can't. The hunter shape is forbidden to you.
Maybe on Glom it is, but not on this planet.
I'll hear no more of this. Get into that installation now and set up the displacer. I'll try to overlook this heresy.
Sorry, but I won't do it. I don't want the casts of Glom here. They'd ruin it for the rest of us.
He's right.
Hild? Where are you?
I'm right here, behind you. I've been here all along, thinking.
As a tree? But what about your cast?
Oh, pilot, why don't you wake up? Most of the casts of Glom are miserable. Only custom makes us take the cast shape of our ancestors.
All Glom are born shapeless. And being born shapeless, they should have the freedom to choose their own form. But I don't think you'll ever understand that, pilot. Now, if you'll excuse me, I want to think.
I order you to resume your cast shape, Ilg. Ilg? The men of this planet will kill you off, both of you, just like they did the other missions.
No one from Glom has been killed. All of the other expeditions are right here.
They're alive?
It is certainly. The inhabitants of this planet don't even know we exist. That dog I was hunting with isn't Glom from the 19th expedition. All the expeditions are here, pilot, and we like it.
I've always known the lower castes were lax in shape discipline, but I never dreamed it was anything like this. This planet's secret menace is freedom.
Join us, pilot. We've got a paradise here. Do you know how many species there are on this planet? An uncountable number. There's a shape to suit every need or want.
Not mine, Navigator. I'm a pilot. First and forever. The Glom Supreme Council will take care of you later. All of you. In the meantime, I'll become a dog. Go in and set up the displacer myself. Give me that unit.
You don't make a bad-looking dog, pilot.
Get out of my way, Navigator.
All right, pilot, try it, if you think you can. But I have a feeling you'll soon see what Ilg and I have been talking about. Goodbye, pilot. We may meet again sooner than you think.
No! No, Navigator! You'll be the one to see! And you too, Communicator! Both of you will see! Pulsing now. The main reactor room must be in that building right there. They probably don't allow dogs inside. I'll slow down a minute. While the men are passing, I'll do the kinds of things I saw the other dog doing. Sniff the grass. Lift my leg. Interesting sensation. Good. They're all gone. Well, here goes nothing. Drat! Where can I hide? About there!
They put a new light fixture on the ceiling. Wonder why they did that.
Who knows why they do anything.
Well, it's time to try out the man shape, I suppose.
Hey, you, what happened? Oh, my God! What happened to your face?
Oh, no. How could I have been so stupid? I forgot the facial features.
Hey, come on!
The main reactor has got to be on the other side of this bolted door. The opening is that crack at the bottom. I hope it's big enough for me and the displacer. I've got to try it. Oh, good. It bolts from the inside, too. Reactor's here just as I thought. Close enough now to activate the displacer. I just don't understand it, though. They all deserted. Every last one of them. Freed of a shape, you once said. All Glom have born shapeless. How strange it would be to take any shape I wanted without interference. On this planet, I could fulfill any ambition. And I wouldn't even get lonely with the other Glom here. But no, piloting is my life. And there's no way this world could ever match the piloting of ships I do on Glom. Must hurry. Activate the displacer. But wait a minute. What is that? There, outside the window. I can't believe my eyes. Garrett Hill, we're right. No, I understand. Who needs this displacer? Freedom, here I come! Freedom!
Where is he?
I don't know.
The window's broken. He must have jumped out. It's three stories down. He must be busted up. See him?
No. I don't understand this.
Let me look. Okay. What's going on here?
What the men saw through the broken window, the thing that they didn't understand, was that there was nothing out there. Nothing except a great white bird flapping awkwardly up into the sky, slowly and surely overtaking a flight of birds in the distance. Our cast featured Bryce Armstrong as Pid, Matthew Scott Carlton as Gurr, Charles Carroll as Ilg, and Oscar Wills as the Invasion Chief. The original story Shape was written by Robert Sheckley and adapted for Sci-Fi Radio by Clay Charles Brown and John Sessions. Our director was John O. Williams. All music and sound effects were created by Ron DiIulio. The series producers are Kevin Singer and Ron DiIulio. Support for this program has been provided by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is James Edward Kerr, inviting you to join us soon for our next venture into the imaginary worlds of sci-fi radio.